Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
In the blink of an eye, Dr. Clark Elliott's life was turned upside down. While waiting at a stoplight, he was rear-ended by a car. And even though he was physically able to get out of his car, his brain was not working properly. He's our guest today, and we're going to hear his story. He's a professor of artificial intelligence at DePaul University. That's interesting, artificial intelligence. I'd like to ask you about that, too. But tell us a little bit about your story, Dr. Elliott, and tell us what happened to you, and how did you find out it was a concussion?
Melanie, thank you for having me on. In 1999, I was rear-ended while waiting at a stoplight, and I didn't take it seriously at the time. I ignored the advice of the EMTs to go to the hospital and went on to teach my three-hour class at DePaul University. But even in just a moment of the impact, strange things began happening right away. And I had to teach sitting down after class. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't get through the doorway. Surprisingly, I couldn't walk down the stairs. And that began 8 years of living with brain damage hell.
Wow. And, you know, we know how traumatic brain injuries are and how long the brain can take and even the nerve system can take to heal itself. What did you do? Are there some therapies, some things you were able to do?
Well, I was told by every physician I saw, and this includes the best neurologists, the best rehab centers I could find, MRI, CT scans, and so on. I was told, Clark Elliott, you will never recover. This kind of brain damage is permanent. No one ever gets better from it. And, you know, you were talking earlier about multitasking. Even the simplest kind of multitasking, if I'm trying to leave the house and I wanted to think, do I have my keys? My body would just freeze up and I couldn't organize coats, keys, kids, and so on. And at the end of that period, I was really just about to become a ward of the state. I couldn't keep on with my life as a professor. I was going to lose my house, my job, and so on. But I did get lucky. Despite being told no one ever gets better, in a last gasp effort, I searched on the term brain plasticity as a result of reading this fabulous book by Norman Doidge called The Brain That Changes Itself. And that led me to find Donnelly Marcus, a cognitive restructuring specialist that works there in Chicago, and her colleague, the optometrist Deborah Zielinski, who emphasizes neurodevelopmental optometric rehabilitation techniques. Now, there's a long science behind each of these techniques. One is using paper and pencil puzzles to reconfigure the brain, and the other using neurodevelopmental optometric testing to look for all kinds of disorders that we will have in our visual spatial systems, but which are not normally tested by an optometrist or really any kind of MD. And they found some quite distinct problems with my visual spatial system, and they fixed them.
And how did they fix them? What does that mean, even? I mean, what were they able to do for you?
Well, you know, if we talk about concussion, there are 5,000 people a day that are going to report getting concussions in the United States alone, leaving us with 6 million people with known long-term effects of brain damage. Most of those 5,000 do get better, but the damage that takes place from concussion is almost always permanent. It's just that our brains naturally find ways to work around the damaged tissue, and then after a few weeks, we feel better. In my case, the damage was more extensive, and the brain just was stuck using those same damaged channels. But with brain plasticity, the idea is that we have healthy brain tissue up there that we can use to take over for the damaged tissue in the brain. The brain is a very general-purpose device, so to speak. So what Deborah Zielinski, the neurodevelopmental optometrist, or the optometrist that emphasized those techniques, she used glasses that had prisms built into them, and this bent the light through my retinas to a slightly different part of my brain, activating different channels for these visual spatial processes in my brain. We can think of that as being like a dirt road. She was carving a dirt road through these new neural paths in my brain.
With prisms, with these glasses, with light pathways, as it were.
That's right. Now, these are just normal glasses, such as you could buy at LensCrafters, but they have a very, very specific prescription built into them. And in my case, we happened to use prisms that did bend the light slightly. It's important to note that we have three visual systems or three retinal systems, and very typically we only go to the optometrist to emphasize that center focus, the vision, with what we see. But that leaves out these very, very critically important peripheral processing systems that set the context for what we see, and also a whole collection of non-image-forming retinal pathways that use light, but they don't use light to produce images. Instead, they affect our hormones, our balance, our sleep cycles, and so on. And an optometrist like Deborah Zielinski also gives us corrections for those other two retinal systems, not just the way we see in our center vision. So after having created these, what we can think of as these dirt roads in my brain, Donnelly Marcus used brain puzzles, such as, you know, here are three dots, connect these and make a triangle. And then Clark, here's a quadrangle, put the quadrangle on top of the triangle. And then I would start working with 3D images and so on. And using those exercises, we took those dirt roads through the new parts of my brain and turned them into, we might consider them like superhighways.
Dr. Elliott, because I'm an exercise physiologist, we learned in, you know, graduate school about collateral circulation and collateral pathways and ways that you can get around damaged arteries and, vesicles, things. Now, in the brain, it sounds to me like you're talking about sort of the same thing. She created a new dirt road, new pathways. Then you learn to follow those pathways and to use those to get your brain to think the way that you wanted it to think. Am I right with this?
Yes, sort of you along are. The same. And the experience, this is after 8 years. At the end of that 8 years, I couldn't even reliably name my five children on some days. It might take me 3 minutes to name my five kids, and I couldn't be sure at the end, but did I get them all right? So after living like that for 8 years, the experience of these pathways waking up, it was like being a six-month-old baby. You know, as I rediscovered the world, I was dancing down the hallways at DePaul University because I couldn't walk, but my body was rediscovering what it meant to walk. And
wow.
I was exploring doorways with my hands as I once again could feel what a doorway meant. And then after even just 3 weeks, and this is after almost a decade, after just 3 weeks, the ghost of who I had formerly been and who I thought I would never see again returned, and I was about 70% recovered already within that short time.
What would you like? We only have 1 minute left here, and so I'd like to see Dr. Elliott, and you've got the book, The Ghost in My Brain, How a Concussion Stole My Life, and How the New Science of Brain Plasticity Helped Me Get It Back. In just about 30 seconds here, tell the listeners what you would say is your best advice if they've got, because concussion is huge in the media now, if they know somebody who's had serious concussion or more than one, and it's giving them some of those symptoms, what is your best advice for them?
At the ClarkElliott.com website, I have a list of resources over on the right-hand side. I want to be sure to mention that. And the second advice in 15 seconds is take these seriously. You know, it can happen to anyone at any time, and we don't even think about it. It might just be an innocuous slip on the ice, and we don't realize a year later that that's why we're fuzzy or why we're having trouble focusing in class. These concussions can be very, very tricky, and we don't always know the damage that results from them.
Wow, such an interesting story, and thank you so much, Dr. Elliott. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.